This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's the Talk Radio Review now on the air. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. We go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this, the last full week of October. Shake that with your booty. Wow. It's, I don't know.
Would you shake.
I won't do that.
No, you won't do that.
Why not? Let's do it.
All right. So the story list and the people list that are put together, we put it out on our website, gooddayshow.com, and also it's at talkers.com. Pretty serious stuff, but then most of the time it is serious stuff. The charts include your governor, the swell guy from California,
not
Gavin Newsom.
Going he's your shadow to, president.
Yeah, right, exactly. He went to China to straighten everything out.
Mm. And he also reignited an old scandal for himself. This is something you may not have heard. You want a little
yes, the inside
scene?
Jennifer Horn hosts the mornings in Los Angeles on KRLA, so she's always in on the California gossip. All right, go for it.
We like to say we got the tea on Newsom. So if you, think back in your mind till 2020. COVID's here. Everybody's freaking out.
Right.
And everybody is trying to get PPE. Remember, everybody was trying to get, like, masks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And China, also, if you remember, bought up a whole bunch of it so that they could try to make deals with countries like France
right.
to bring Huawei, their communications hub, into the country. I mean, they're using it for their own benefit, is what I'm
saying. What a shock. China did that?
Right.
No.
So.
Really?
Gavin Newsom decided he was going to go it alone without the federal government because there was no love lost, even though he and Trump say that they get along and blah, blah, blah. But Trump's president at the time, so Newsom decides he's going to go it alone, and he gets a deal for masks from a company in China, wink, 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 CCP ties, called BYD, Build Your Dreams. It's an electric bus company that used to be in Los Angeles that would have so many problems when it first launched. Like, they were like driving off the road. Like, the buses were not functional.
Off the bridge.
But Gavin Newsom was like, you know what? Hey, they make terrible buses. Maybe they can make masks. So he gave him $1.4 billion of California taxpayer money for masks, which translated to about $3.50 per mask, which was not a great deal. And his lobbyist, who donated a ton to his campaign, their top lobbyist for BYD, of course, there's the big connection. So when Gavin Newsom went to China this week, he was pictured inside a $160,000 electric vehicle designed by none other than, you guessed it, BYD, the company
that
paid $1.4 billion to for masks. How about that?
Slimewad he is.
I mean, it's just, it's gross, right? And then you go, okay, why would he be so interested in this company? And then you say, oh, one of his top donors is the top lobbyist for this. I mean,
and I'm sure that he did not, he didn't pay for the pain of sitting a duck. There it is. He didn't pay for his own ticket to go to China.
No, that's the taxpayers of California, because he's there on official business trying to tackle climate change.
And so he went to Israel on his way over there. What was the official business there? Supporting Jews in California? What was that?
Well, we do have, I mean, it's not as high as like New York State, but we do have a state
with
a very large Jewish population.
Yeah.
And I don't mind him going there, but it's just so obvious because, I mean, remember the last time Biden went out of town, Newsom went to Washington, D.C. and measured his office. You remember that? Remember the picture? Checking the drapes, probably.
Oh, my God.
What kind of chair he wants to bring in. So, I mean, if you don't think that this is the plan, that they're going to helicopter in Gavin Newsom at the convention, forget voting, forget elections. I mean, it's just very obvious that this is what he's ramping up for. And he even got some attacks, though, for being in China from Democrats, because he didn't mention any of the human rights violations, the Uyghur Muslims, the work camps that the Chinese government has when he met with President Xi. So he's actually, if he wants to be president, he's now getting held accountable like Joe Biden would as the real president. I can't believe I just said that. But he's getting the same kind of pressure. Like, you can't just go over there, and Newsom's saying, well, let's unfreeze our relationship with China. What? They want to eat our lunch. You better be aware of their threat.
He's the most anti-American candidate. I was thinking about Joe. He's the president in resident. That's my Joe. No, not mine, and not yours. If you're, I was going to say, if you're smart, that's a value judgment. You have to figure it out on your own. Meanwhile, speaking of Gavin Newsom and what was in his closet that caused the recall, how quickly we forget the recall, Gavin Newsom, if it were not for Larry Elder getting in and giving him somebody to attack or to focus on instead of himself, he'd have been thrown out of office. But along comes Larry, poor Larry.
They
who,
also
by
have
the
a
way,
different Common Core math when they count recall signatures around California. I don't know. It's sort of like they went through the public school system here.
Yep. So Larry, by the way, had announced a while back he was going to run for president, and now he has ended his campaign. The disappointing thing here is that he endorsed Donald Trump. Why do you feel like he had to endorse anybody? I guess that would
why
be...
Why wouldn't you?
You and I are friends. You're much closer to him than I am.
I mean, here's the thing. When you drop out and you're a candidate, typically candidates will give their support to another candidate.
Yeah.
And he was with Trump yesterday. No, he was with Trump yesterday, and he gave him his book and visited with him in Palm Beach and gave him his endorsement. And I think it's clear that Trump is, by and large, the front runner. Larry has been very consistent about not running against Trump, about sharing his own story and staying in his lane. So I don't think it's a surprise at all.
All right, so there have been others, but they were not well known anyway. People would at first said,
Perry
okay,
Johnson,
I think I'll
what
run.
What are you talking about?
Who's your what?
Perry Johnson dropped out this week, too.
Yeah, who's he?
Thank you.
Yeah, the congressman from Texas named Will Hurd is out. Francis Suarez.
I mean, he didn't even get a pop when
Miami.
He got in.
Nah, I mean, these people, nobody knows who they are. What a waste of time. They're all looking for jobs, though. That's really why they're there.
Well, Will Hurd not wins. With Trump. Will Hurd ran because he hates Trump.
Well, but Larry would get a job. Trump would give him a job doing something.
Yeah, I think Larry would be great.
What would he be good at? What would be a good job for Larry Elder?
I don't think Larry would be a terrible vice president for Trump, actually. I could see that.
Yeah, actually, yep. Then we'd get invited to the White House, maybe.
There you go. Hey, right? I'm already going, baby.
No, I know you are. I'm not. I wouldn't be invited no matter what. All right, so anyway, that's the story with Larry Elder, and we kind of tied it to news. And number nine this week, the continuing war in the Ukraine. Looks like with the new, and we'll talk about the election of Mr. Johnson as the House Speaker later on, because that's number one this week, not to be a spoiler, but that's the number one story. It's so, according to talkers. So the Republicans have kind of put a chokehold on the AIDS package. There's a bunch of different, wasn't it $100 billion for this, that, and the other thing, the Israelis and a bunch of other stuff, including Ukraine.
Well, he pushes, you know, like everybody loves to in D.C. They love to just chew things together. So
right, throw them
it
all
was
together.
A certain amount of money for Israel. It was a certain amount of money for Ukraine. And then for those people who thought they would that the Republicans wouldn't come along on this, they'll put some money in there for the border. I mean, it's just it should all be handled separately. And what's outrageous is that Biden's asking for more money for Ukraine than he is for Israel at this moment. And
yeah. So what is the connection, do you suppose? What is the care? Who's even in Ukraine that's influencing Joe Biden, or who's in it? His
well, don't
administration?
Forget the whole reason Trump was impeached, and the whole many of the connections to Joe Biden's story about his crime family is that he got a DA fired in Ukraine because his kid wanted it because he was working for Burisma, and Burisma wanted to get was getting investigated by this DA, and so Biden got him fired and bragged about it publicly on stage because it benefited his son. So he's had connections to Ukraine for a while, which is why Trump called Zelensky that first time and said, hey, did you know this was going on? And then Democrats impeached him for it.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is deep. It runs deep and it runs for a while. I would say that we don't want to leave Ukraine to dry because we, as Americans, made a commitment if they did not pursue nuclear weapons that we would protect them.
Help them, right.
We did make the commitment. But you have to ask for accountability, because this is a country and an area of the world that has a ton of corruption in it. And you're seeing that the money is going all sorts of places, and you want to make sure that the money's actually going where you want it to go if we are going to fund it. So the one thing I love about this new speaker, I know that we'll get to this, but he did an interview with Hannity this week, and he said, I'm separating. I want to separate all of these aid packages. I want to do Israel. I want to do Ukraine. And he says, and I want to make sure that we have oversight, because in the past, with the previous bills that we've approved, there's been very little ability for Congress to see where the money is going. And I think that's right. That's fiscally responsible, and it's right. And forget the politics for a second. I think most people in the country would agree that that's the right step forward. Verify where your money goes. Doesn't seem like, you know, brain surgery.
No? You sure?
No, I think so.
I don't know about that. I think we'll have to hold those things up for public judgment.
All right, sure, so we'll find a way to disagree. Right. I'm always certain of that.
Number 7 and number 6 having to do with crime and immigration. I don't know that there's anything. I haven't heard any program talking about this week because it got sidelined with all the other stuff.
I was talking about crime. Well, actually, I've been talking about both of these things because
they're connected.
Well, they are connected. Yes, people coming in can commit crimes and all that. But the border is such a huge issue because you've got Iran.
But he's going back to what he'll tell you. He's going back to what Trump was doing. I'm doing exactly what my predecessor did. I'm a hero.
Not yet. And we haven't seen the change yet. I mean, there are lines up of people. You can see them every single day on social media. It's crazy. But the thing that's more important than ever is that you've got the threat that Iran says they want to wipe out the United States if we continue to stay involved with Israel. And if that's the case, they're going to use our southern border, and they already have, to bring in Hamas and Hezbollah and all of these different terrorist organizations that are going to come through our southern border and create little cells here in our country. And we are idiots. We are hitting ourselves in our own rear ends by having this open border.
I'm not, and you're not.
I know.
We're aware of what's going on. We just have no leadership.
That's
and we
right.
have Susan Rice, who's influencing pretty much every decision that's made in the White House. And for whatever the reason, this is the thing that I get down to the root of this. What is in it for these people other than, okay, they all vote for us because we made it easy for them to get in? Is it that simplistic? Is it that simple? Maybe it is, but none of it's good. There's no way you can look at any of this stuff and think that there's something good that comes of it, because there's not any number of ways of looking at it. 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool. Look at you go, Mom. This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
We'll be right back. What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, social media now. In each hour of the Good Day program, Jay and I, and Jennifer, when she's here, she struggles to be here now these days because she's more important. She's the big-time host, number one personality in Los Angeles on KRLA. So listen, once in a while, she says, hey, I think I'll go see my old friend Doug and talk to my dear friend Jay on the
show. Very busy and important.
Very important. All right, so anyway, the number 8 story on the story list is the 42 states' attorneys general suing Meta. They should just sue them for on general principles, but
for stinking.
Yeah, exactly. But this is a suit aimed at protecting youngsters from some of the stuff, and you know, they're going to say, well, we have no direct control on this stuff, which is a bunch of bunkum. So what comes out of this, though, even if the states win, this it's like a Trump suit. He'll appeal it until the end of never. So, you know, you wonder, other than making people aware of what's going on, if they're not already, and if they aren't, they're bad parents. But, you know, what else comes out of this, frankly, except recognition and the story, right? Is there, you know, think about it.
It almost feels like it's too far gone.
Yeah, right, exactly, which is a horrible statement. Then there's X launching an early version of video and audio calling. Is this like Zoom? Is that what this is? They're doing their own version of Zoom?
Yeah, they want to be a nonstop shop for everything online.
Yeah. Well, Zoom is, I think, a Chinese company, but of all of the Google thing, that doesn't work well. Zoom thing works the best.
But with, WhatsApp, can you do video calling on that? I believe you could do video calling on that one, too.
Doesn't that belong to Meta? WhatsApp?
I believe so, yeah. So they're trying to get in on doing all of their own stuff.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, let's see what happens with that. All right, some of the stories that our listeners have been following this week on Good Day. Jay, do you want to do the honors?
Sure. Jeff Tolton is following the USS Bataan heading for Israel. His nephew is a Marine on that ship.
Well, there are a lot of the SS Gerald Ford is there. The Eisenhower is there. Those are the two big aircraft carriers. They want to leave no doubt in the minds of those who would do us harm, or the Israelis harm, that we're there to blow them to kingdom come if they do that. Interesting is We're talking about the war in the Middle East, but Jennifer kind of hit one of the nails on the head with the suggestion that a lot of the bad guys are coming through our porous borders, especially on the south, who will not do us well. So anyway, that's one angle. Okay, who else we got here?
Jay? Laura Francis is glad that there's a new speaker in the House who is in support of America First and We the People, and hopes and prays that that actually happens.
What does that mean? America for We the People. What the hell does that mean?
I mean, in front of, in charge, it likes the Constitution. This is a, he's a constitutional attorney. That's his background.
Who is?
The Speaker of the House.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I'm not excited, as you can tell.
Oh, I think he's going to be absolutely fabulous. I'm so excited. I'll tell you why, actually. I think there's good later on. It's good.
Yeah, good. All right. Let's see. Who's next on the front here, Jay?
Scoot was focused on the congressman pulling the fire alarm, essentially disrupting the vote, who is facing charges now.
Yeah, he was in court. Yeah.
So what does he get for, as punishment? What if he gets found guilty, what does he... You're not going to send him to jail for that.
No. They just had to do it because people were like, why didn't he get in trouble?
Yeah. All right. Who else has got something to say?
Stacey Ray, Congress and their inabilities, half of them anyway, and Maine, another white guy with mental health issues and a gun. Now families are just never going to be the same, and that is completely accurate. And I believe the manhunt is still going on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on in the countdown, because it does require some more time than we have here. Let's get one other comment in from a listener, if we can, please.
Greg Donahoe says, good that the House will be getting back to work with a newly elected speaker. Hopefully this fiasco will give pause to any member thinking of making a motion to vacate in the future.
All right, our social media handle is at Good Day Networks for all.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard is now assisting in the manhunt for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. The Coast Guard is using sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar last night. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt for Card continues. After taking fire from Iranian proxies in the Middle East for the past couple of weeks, injuring roughly a couple dozen U.S. personnel, the United States has hit back last night. Two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militia groups were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
We're back with the continuing focus on the stories of the week and the people, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. Last full week of October, the 23rd to the 27th. Jennifer Horn is now here with Doug Steffen on this review that we do every week as a companion piece to the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. I kind of want to get to number three here, and Donald Trump and all of the stuff going on, kind of embarrassing things. He got up at the one of the trials, said, "I'm out of here." And it's so childish.
Well, it's not embarrassing if you feel like you're in the right. I mean, the thing is, he got his lawyers, and nobody's talking about this in regular media.
You can always find, I just throw this stuff at you, you can always find something good.
Well, get this, though, in the trial, well, and that's just true with life, right? I mean, life is not just a one-way street.
It kind of goes a little overboard. There's a little much. I mean, there's stuff about him that's good, and there's stuff about him, but this guy's not a god.
I'm here to help you in your yang, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you're a little yangy there, sir.
I'm a little more than a little yangy. But go ahead.
One of the things this week that nobody was talking about is that Michael Cohen, his former lawyer, remember, that went to jail.
I can't figure out which side he's on at the moment.
Oh, he hates Trump.
Other
but
than his own
the reason
side.
You
but
may
didn't he
wonder
change
that,
his thing this week? Something changed.
Because he admitted he lied under oath about Trump.
Isn't that wonderful?
So, you know what? Pardon the president for going, okay, so I'm here because this guy told you X, Y, Z, and then my lawyer just got you to admit under oath that you lied about it. I mean, it's just, this is the craziness. We can, I don't know. It just, it feels very coordinated. It feels this week with his advisors, everybody coming out saying, oh, his legal team is turning on him. First of all, this was a team of lawyers who was advising him about fraud that they found in the election and came to him about that. And by the way, they took a deal because they had the government sitting on their shoulders, not because of anything. Sidney Powell, who is the lawyer, and this was one of the stories this week about Trump, Sidney Powell took a deal. And so the media runs with Sidney Powell turns on Trump, takes the deal. Do you know that she was charged with like 6 or 7 felonies by the DA in Fulton County, Fannie Willis, and one misdemeanor? They dropped every felony charge against her if she would plead guilty to the one misdemeanor charge. So, of course, anybody in their right mind would say, yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So here's what's really going on here. The one side is so hell-bent on doing what they think they have to do to discredit Trump, to embarrass him, to put him in jail, whatever it is, to prove that he's a liar, that they go way beyond the beyond, and they shoot themselves in the foot, and so they look as silly as he does, or vice versa.
But nobody wants to see it, and that's the real problem.
Well,
look, I love this country.
That's partially him, though. He's got to take some of the responsibility because of his attitude, not his accomplishments, but he acts like a jerk.
Anybody. Look at what they did to Larry Elder.
I'm not suggesting. Well,
they would do it to everybody. They won't rip him apart.
But Larry didn't give him a good reason to. Trump does. That's the difference.
But they still ripped Larry apart as the point.
I understand that. And I listen, nobody
want to come after you.
I like Larry Elder a lot, and I would have voted for him if I could have in some way, shape, or form. But that's not the way it apparently is going to go. It doesn't work that way. So in the meantime, Donald Trump uses his Truth Social platform to accuse the judge of being a radical leftist. And then I guess was that after the judge, what's his name, Engoron, fined Trump $10,000 for violating the gag order, which you knew he was going to do.
Of course.
As soon
and
as it was the gag,
being
he was going
to
violate
that's constitutional
that.
To give a gag order on a trial to someone who doesn't think they're guilty.
The best part of the email, however, this is where Trump, you know, is, whether he's a genius and knows it or is just him, he likened the case against Michael Cohen and how he, you know, he was a fixer for Trump. Let's put it the way it was. He was a fixer. So Cohen confesses on the stand to lying in court. So Trump says, this is just like an episode of Perry Mason. Anyway, Petty Mason or Perry Mason, one or the other. I think he wrote Petty and he meant Perry. I think that's what
or he, maybe he was funny, Petty Mason.
Yeah, right. Could have been, yeah. So anyway, okay, let's keep moving along here. Other than Larry getting out of the presidential race, the situation with Israel and Hamas, it gets worse by the moment instead of better. The United States struck 2 facilities linked to Iran, and the militias that were in Syria with the attacks that are coming from Iran. I don't understand why the Iranian people don't, because they don't like the Ayatollah. They don't like any of this
stuff.
They're
scared. Right. And there's also a lot of ideology. So they may not like their leadership, but there's also a lot of ideology that's been punched into their head. I can't tell you how, well, so I've been doing these little reel videos because I've been trying to kind of up my game.
You mean
on
as a podcast,
media.
Sort of? Yeah.
No, just little reels on Instagram. So, like, you know, 90-second videos just talking about different things.
Oh, okay.
And I did this real, what I thought was kind of an, like, pretty
I do say so myself.
Video. I mean, no, yeah. Low-key. So it showed, yeah. It said, this weekend in Israel, and it showed a bunch of explosions in Gaza and all that. This weekend in Iraq, and it shows that we have to bring out the people out of our embassy. This weekend in Lebanon, shows the picture of that. And then it says, this weekend in Delaware, and you see Joe and Jill walking down the beach like they don't have a care in the world. And that was my little reel this week. Doug, I was surprised because, you know, but you, and this is where I think we all need to understand where people are coming from. I've heard about anti-Semitism before, obviously. Yep. We all have. We yep. know it's real. But to what extent, I had no idea until I posted that video. And I was called the C word. I was called all kinds of names.
Because of being supportive of Israel? Israel.
Oh, God. I was told that my day is coming, but like basically threatening me. Free Palestine. The Palestinian people are the ones who are really suffering. Like, I mean, because
well,
it kind of actually
I guess in a way
off.
You can make that argument to a point.
I got about 20,000 views on it, and I'm telling you, so many people are writing now saying they hate the Jews. It sickened me because as someone who's not Jewish, I guess I don't see the full force of it every single day. And it just kind of opened my eyes because, man, oh, man, this is not even about the two-state solution. This is not about...
Yeah, this goes back
to... This is about a terrorist
thousands
attack.
Thousands of... Well, but the Israeli... The problem with Jews goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But here's something for you to consider that I don't think you and I talked about when you were on with me on Monday. I put forth... an overview, historical overview. I'd forgotten about this until my son and I were talking about it at lunch last Sunday, the reality of what happened when the United Nations was formed. Remember, after World War II, the United States was flying high. Yeah. Had it not been for the United States, we'd all be living in a very different world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we won World War II. And we loved Eisenhower, and we pushed the various doctrines forward, including the formation of the United Nations. It was aimed at not being as bad as the League of Nations after World War I. They basically were so retaliatory against, especially the Germans, that they, in essence, sowed the seeds of World War II. They gave Hitler a platform. So, fast forward to the end of the war, and the United States being the number one global power, and the idea of coming up with the United Nations was ours, in league with a lot of European states that wanted to, at least on the outside, not have the world have the same attitude as victors as was the case after World War I. So we're trying to help people. But in all of that, the United States wants to have influence bases. They want to have some secure place to keep their eye on what's going on in the Middle East, because the Russians at the time were extending their influence into the area. So there are those who theorize that Israel was formed because the United States wanted bases there, and it was a good place to have the bases. Now, whether you believe that, whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, it's an awfully good argument, and when you think about it that way, it sort of separates... The thing that made me think about it was when you were just talking about the Palestinians and how people hate the Jews. What we did was set the Jews up, or the Israelis, up for this kind of thing. I mean, you can argue that because we wanted the state there, that it has created, and so we have to protect them because this was our idea in the first place. There were a lot of people used to laugh at me when, you know, I was describing Israel as about the same size as the state of New Jersey. Maybe we should bring all the Israelis over to America, put them in New Jersey or someplace, and that would fix what's going on in the Middle East. And there are a lot of people who have taken that, not because I came up with it, but the serious side of it is, where else would you put them at this point?
Right.
So, at any rate, there's all of this stuff, and where it goes and what it leads to. You gave Iran. The Iranians are worse. Frankly, you could argue Hamas is a movement. Iran is a country. And the leadership in Iran is so sick. They're so full of hatred. You can see all of the disturbances around the world and the opportunistic approach that the Russians had, let's say, to Ukraine, or the Chinese have to Taiwan, or whatever. And then you could say, well, look back at the history of the British Empire, and they did the same thing. I don't think, you know, people say, well, we did it too because we colonized those areas in the Mediterranean, Caribbean and all the areas on the South Pacific. But it wasn't like we were going after countries. I don't know. I throw that out there because I think it's worth consideration, frankly. So anyway, the election
got a new speaker.
I want to go in that direction. Yeah. I don't know. I was, as you know, I was a fan of MacArthur, not MacArthur, but McCarthy.
I was a fan MacArthur. Of MacArthur.
So, you know, the whole business of what's going on with the Republicans and, again, the certification of Trump. This guy loves Trump, Johnson. That's got to stop.
Don't let that just define him, though, because this guy, I didn't know much about him, admittedly, and I've done a deep dive into him.
Yeah.
Former talk radio guy.
Yeah, I did that.
So he's one of us, which makes him uber qualified for everything.
I don't know if he's one of us, but
he's one of us.
Like Mike Pence did the same thing. A lot of people have done
talk radio
programs,
exactly.
Because the managers of stations think the only thing people want to listen to on the radio is talk about politics, which is not true either, but that's another subject. Go ahead.
But he also was an attorney for the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is, I think, a great organization of lawyers that fight for constitutional rights of people. And so he was, for, I think, 15 years, he was a lawyer for ADF. He's a constitutional attorney. He is also, as I mentioned, former talk radio, and then he went into Congress. And what I've heard from people that I trust in Congress, I have a pretty good friend that is on my show, and he represents a district out here. I said, all right, so what do we think? And he was kind of he was getting appalled by how long this was taking for Republicans. But he said, Jen, this is someone who doesn't have, he's going to be an excellent leader. He's really good at taking issues. He's very fair, but he doesn't have a lot of the fundraising power that everybody else did. But you know what? I think that that's great. This is someone who's unknown, who's going to go and perform, and I think he's going to be going to do a good job.
All right, well, let that be the final word in this portion of the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. It's, what do we have, 8:48 after the hour.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Discover. This is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank. Member FDIC.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day program. Doug Steffen here with Nick Miles from RRoExpert.com. Big news when it comes to cars and all the good stuff that comes with having a nice car or a good pickup truck or whatever it is that the folks at Ford have made a deal with the United Auto Workers. So they get a 25% raise. What else? What do you see as the highlights? And does this automatically mean that Chrysler and GM will follow suit? Because that's usually what happens, right? One company caves or makes an agreement and everybody else follows suit. Yeah.
Yes, you'd think that GM would go first, being that they're probably a little bit bigger than Ford. But no, Ford have made the contract. Interesting enough, they said a contract will add about $1.5 billion to Ford's annual labor costs, which is pretty incredible when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The per-hour cost raises from $67 to $88 an hour by 2027. The strike itself actually cost Ford $1.3 billion in loss of production, which was 77,000 vehicles. Mm-hmm. That's the incredible one. And then we expect everybody else to follow suit sooner or later for about the same deal. They like to do the same deal across the board, because what happens is that then when they sign the contracts with the other auto manufacturers, they all come up at the same time, and then they can use everybody as a big bargaining chip. So it's ostensibly over. It has to be ratified and agreed on by the workers, and then signed, of course. But it looks like by Christmas, we'll have just forgotten this all happened, and we'll just be paying more for our cars. That's all.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you look back at the stats, what these guys were being paid in like 1999 and 2000 versus what now, fast forward 25 years, the raise they got in this contract was more than what they were making an hour 25 years ago. Putting it in that perspective, just wow. Think about that.
And you always think as labor unions as something that's very democratic, right? Then everybody gets the same deal. In fact, no, it's a hierarchical thing. So some of the workers will get massive increases, and some other workers will actually get nominal increases of $8 an hour over the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. Toyota is recalling 750,000 Highlanders here because the bumper covers are falling off. What the heck is that? That's not a safety issue, is it?
No, well, I mean, so here's the deal. You and I both know Toyotas are pretty bulletproof. Like, these things just go forever. I tell people never to do this, but you could probably run them for 180,000 miles without your oil being changed. So this is a minor hiccup in Toyota's sort of long production line. They're very, very precise, and they're very accurate, and they do a really good job of putting vehicles together. The opposite of some other companies, but you can pretty much trust that these things, they may not be very inspirational, but they very much are long-lasting vehicles. And them taking this for a recall, saying, hey, listen, we need this to be fixed immediately, and doing that, it's just the way that Toyota like to operate, making sure that everything is done properly from start to finish. So a good deal for them. I think it's unfortunate that they weren't they had a problem with those bumpers, but it could be a safety issue if it falls off in the middle of a highway. But ultimately they're fixing the problem.
If you're a fan of Tesla, a friend of mine bought an electric car this week and got, I think, a $7,500 tax credit from the feds.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons people, not because they love electric cars, but because they're getting all of this stuff the taxpayers are paying to incentivize a political philosophy, which doesn't work, frankly. But, who's going to tell Joe Biden that and have him listen? Anyway, so Hertz has been buying a lot of Teslas, but it seems that's not going to fare too well for them. They went bankrupt during COVID. They aren't that strong now. And so they've been buying all these Teslas. They've got, how many have they got? 100,000? Good God.
No, not quite that many. I mean, 35,000 fleet of Teslas in general. They have about another 15,000 that are just other electric cars. The thing is, though, that Tesla's really messed with Hertz, and there's causing a huge shrinkage in the valuation of Hertz right now, because Tesla are now selling their vehicles less than they paid for, that Hertz paid for them, and that's bad money. It means you're losing money when you sell them.
Yeah, great. And they, all these car rental places love to sell the cars after they get to a certain age or a certain mileage thing. So, Nick Miles, check out his website, which is ourautoexpert.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.